Good morning, Wasteland. For those of you who have heard my broadcast before, welcome back. For everybody else, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Jack, and I am the host of the Apocalypse's only morning radio show, Good Morning Wasteland. One day, I decided that this little end-of-the-world scenario that we're living through right now could use a little bit of pepping up. So I decided to hobble together all the working tech that I could find and start a morning radio show. So without wasting time, let's hop right into it. Many of you might know that I live in a little town called Fig Garden. It's a town that's made out of some of the abandoned buildings from society before the collapse, that's located in what used to be known as Fresno, California. We have a nice comfy little village, a community garden, a couple of stores, and we're a pretty decent trade stop along the Shaw, which is one of the main thoroughfares through this area of the wasteland. And because I love my little town so much, I like to bring it to the wider audience, to you who's listening right now. And I like to give you a little bit of local news and some news of the world around us, just so you get an idea of what life is like for us. Starting with local news, we're going to kick off the day with something that's got the whole town talking. Actually, a salesman just rolled into town with what he claims are state-of-the-art filtration kits. Maybe. He set up in the town square, ready to demonstrate the miracle filters. Now, I would advise a healthy dose of skepticism, people. Now, remember, we're dealing with that water pump issue, and while we're still trying to find Dusty, any type of solution to clean water might be too good to be true. These miracle cures often come with a catch, so we'll be keeping an eye on him, and any updates I'll make sure to broadcast out to you. It's also important to stay apprised of the news and the events of the world surrounding you. So I bring you news from the wasteland, news stories that aren't exactly inside of Fig Garden, but nearby, or at least things that I've heard that are updates on how things are happening around the world. But word has it, tensions are brewing at the great junkyard to the east. What's it say, you ask? Mountains of precious scrap metal. The lifeblood of our post-apocalyptic crafts and shelters and pretty much almost anything that we put together, fix, repair, and all that kind of stuff. News is that factions are gathering, folks, and it looks like we're on the brink of the first ever junkyard wars. But luckily, the junkyard is far enough away from Fig Garden that's probably not going to be a threat to us, but it could change our flow of scrap metal in the future from various scavengers and wandering traders. So I will let you guys know what's going on as soon as I hear more about that. What good is a morning radio show if I don't hear from the audience, from people like you? What better way to do that than to ask you for opinions on certain situations that we might face in our unique world? With that, that brings us to Opinions Outpost. Now, last time I asked this question. While scouting, you stumble upon an irradiated bear scavenging through what appears to be an untouched pre-collapse food storage warehouse. Do you take the bear on to access the potentially valuable supplies, or do you back off? If you choose to confront it, what would be your strategy? Now, I got a couple of call-ins on this one. Let me play them for you.
Hi, so I couldn't help but notice that, you guys are having some issues with that bear. And, as cool as I think as it would be to just, fight this bear, you should totally just walk up behind that bear, wrap your arms around its big old thick grizzly neck, and just suffocate it. Suffocate it, look into its eyes as it gasps its last breath, and just think to yourself, can I go through with this? And just when you think that you can't, it's already done. Or, you just let it be. It is irradiated. You might die. It's your choice.
How about this, listener? I will leave bear fighting up to you. And I will sit comfy here in my studio and run the show and go work at Herb's Diner right afterwards, of course. You fight the bear. That's one of the great reasons that I just really love to stay inside a town. My other message, Let me get it.
Hey, it's Hamish here. I'm currently floating in this green pool of liquid. I don't think it's irradiated. I'm not, you know, my Geiger counter isn't going off, but my hair is doing this weird, like, flowy thing. It's really cool. But, you know, anyways, for the bears question, I don't think you should take on one of those things regardless, because even with the proper weapons, you might end up with you losing a limb. I mean, then again, you probably just go into an irradiated pool and, go back. But, it might go back backwards. Or sideways. Anyways, yeah, I wouldn't take on those things. They're really dangerous and, really ugly. So, yeah, okay. Anyways, I'm gonna keep, you know, watching my hair do this weird flowy thing in the green pool. Again, probably not irradiated, but, do you think I should get checked out? Ah, well, whatever. Goodbye.
Hamish! For those of you that don't know, Hamish is an old friend of mine and kind of a semi-resident of this town. Hamish, what are you doing? How do you get yourselves in these situations? First off, why aren't you answering my calls? I've been trying to hail you on the radio for a while and you don't answer, but apparently you're listening to the show? Enough to answer questions? I'm very confused and very concerned for you. We can't have you dying again, buddy, so... You were supposed to be on your way back to town, get back to Fig Garden, safely, non-irradiated, and, you know. In any case, Hamish, I do agree with you. I would not fight the bear. Unlike our previous caller, I would back away. I would continue to eat irradiated food rather than risk getting torn open limb from limb by a three-armed bear. I'm good with that. So that brings us to the new question for the week, for you. Listening right here, right now, I have a question for you, or scenario, and I want to know your opinion on it. Let's say you discover a well-supplied but abandoned shelter, but just as you're about to enter, a lone survivor rolls up to you, weapons not raised but held, and they claim that it is theirs, but they had to leave temporarily. Do you share the shelter? Or do you claim it for your own, citing the law of the wasteland? Do you give it up entirely and just walk away? How do you negotiate this delicate situation? And I know you survivors out there, you've got to have an opinion. Whether you just crawled out of a bunker or you've been surviving in the wasteland for a while, I know you have an idea of how you would handle this, so give us a call and let me know. The number is in the info for this broadcast. Get your radios, give it a ring, leave me a voicemail. I want to know what you got to say, how you would handle the situation. Now, a show like this can't run without ads. What are ads, you might say to me? Well, they help keep the lights on, the radio equipment running. Today, we have one from a local Fig Guardian, Jasper Cole. He kind of runs the local community garden. I'm going to leave you to it and play the recording again.
Hey, folks, Fig Garden. Jasper Cole here. So, you know, I was thinking, not everyone's got the knack for, well, poking around in the dirt, right? But, that's okay. Because this Saturday at my place, well, the community garden, not my personal place, obviously, we're kicking off some workshops for, you know, growing stuff. Food, mainly. Not weird stuff. Anyway, whether you kill cacti or just want to get your hands dirty without getting in trouble, we've got you covered. I'll show you the ropes, which is a figure of speech. There won't be actual ropes, unless you're in the vine plants. So come on down. It'll be fun, in a plant sort of way. Bring your own gloves if you don't want to use mine. Not that there's anything wrong with my gloves. See you there. Please?
Well, there you have it, folks. Jasper Cole. Don't let his way with words dissuade you. He's actually a really nice guy. Plus, he works really hard to keep us all fed in the mostly safe vegetable department. Now, to bring to you one of my favorite people in all of Fig Garden, Marshall. I've had him on the show before, but he wants to make another public service announcement. Let me just get a connection and we are good to go. All right, Marshall, you are on.
Hello, Jack. Right, you know, last time I was on the show, I talked about the front gate being unlocked, being left open late at night after the sun went down.
Yeah, I remember.
Right. Well, it seems those same little empty brains are also leaving the side access doors open. These access doors are very important. First off, they're really only supposed to be used by Fig Garden Security or Town Council. Most of you people know that, and yet keep finding them unlocked. I know. It's easy. It's convenient. You gotta go outside the east side of town, or maybe the north, when you don't feel like taking a gate to the shore, and then walking all the way around. So these little access doors might make it easy, pop it open, walk out, take care of your business. But it is not safe if you people are leaving them unlocked. We need to have a secure wall around town, or there ain't much point in it, is there? One of the reasons Fig Garden has survived as long as it has is because we have this wall. If we don't respect the wall, we don't respect the town.
Well said.
Uh-huh. With that comes my duty as your security officer to mention to you that we have been having increased radar activity in the surrounding lands around Fig Garden. Now, there's no reason to assume that they're going to target Fig Garden next. Now, the wall, this glorious wall, might just be enough to get them to turn around on sight. A lot of easier pickings out there. A lot of settlements that don't take security as a priority. Not us, though. That doesn't guarantee that they won't come for us. With the increased sightings and reports of attacks around the town, and all of these doors being unlocked and the gate being open, town's at a pretty high risk, I might say. Please be extra cautious when it comes to the doors and the gates. Keep things locked. If you don't have security access, don't touch the access doors, yeah? Doing my best, people, to keep you all safe, so put a little effort in return for me and just close the damn doors behind you. You can manage that, yeah?
Absolutely. Come on, folks. Let's do Marshall a solid and close the door behind us. Most of us were not raised in a barn. We know how to close doors. We all know that if we don't close the door at Herb's All Day Diner, we're likely to get a scolding. No, scratch that. Guaranteed to get a scolding. And maybe Marshall needs to start doing the same thing.
I will if I have to.
But we all know Marshall. He wouldn't want to. Right?
I don't know, maybe.
Just close the doors and help him out.
Next thing I want to mention is the search for Dusty continues. Again, if anyone has seen him, please, let us know. We need to find this bloke and get him back so he can fix our pump. Have you heard from him, Jack? Anything at all?
No, not at all. I've reached out a little bit. I went to his shop, didn't find much. But I haven't seen him yet. I hope he shows up soon.
Yeah, so do I. One last thing that I want to say to town proper. If anyone has come upon any unique mugs from the wandering traders, let me know.
Why? Are you looking for a clue or something? Is it connected to a crime?
No.
Oh. Then why do you need them?
I collect them.
Oh. Okay.
Right, also, wall watch duty. Jack, I want to mention...
Hey, I did my wall watch duty. I did. I signed up and I did it.
No. Jack, the name wall watch duty has a bit of a specific word in there, right? Has word wall in it. It can be wall watch duty if you're on the ground the whole time. Doesn't matter if you walk the perimeter of the town if you're on the inside on the ground. The point is, you need to be up on the wall so you can look outside and report any incoming threats.
I don't like heights. So you collect the mugs, huh? That's an interesting thing for a guy of your stature.
Uh, we don't need to get into it. Just let me know if you find any interesting ones. Citizens, have a good day.
Marshall? Okay, well, thanks for coming on the show, buddy. I really appreciate it. I will do my best to be a good citizen next time and do wall watch duty correctly. Now, as many of you know, like I mentioned earlier, I have a messaging system set up for you to call into. The number, as mentioned, will be attached to the info of this broadcast. Feel free to call in, say hi, let me know what you're going through in your little slice of the apocalypse, or don't be afraid to call in and give your opinion to the town council. In fact, the town council is now deciding on a strategy of how to get a water tower that, once we do fix the water pump, we can now store water and we don't have this current thirsty little situation that we're dealing with right now. So they are deciding to either buy one from a settlement called Settlement 99 or send an expedition down south to an old manufacturing plant that used to make them. It's up to the town council. They vote, but you can call in and let them know. Give your opinion on that. What do you think would be best for the citizens of Fig Garden? However, I do have a message that was left for me. He's got kind of a message for anyone listening. Here you go.
Hello? Hello? Oh, right. This is just that voice box remembering contraption. Hi, Jack. This is Harold. First, I just wanted to say thank you for the other day standing up for me when Herb wanted to kick me out of the diner. Because he said I smelled like wet mud. As you know, I am a mycologist. I work day, and especially at night, on cultivating and experimenting with mushrooms. That involves a lot of time knee-deep in mud. So if you're hearing this, Herb, remember that my smell is just a byproduct of my job. I would never dismiss you from my fungi farm simply because you smelled of coffee and meat. Anyway, the main reason why I'm calling Jack is I wanted to put the word out there that I need help with my business. You see, there's so many unique types of mushrooms out there, like the glowing Amanita lani, the spotted Thylacebe sulfurus, the sharp rock Boletes. And yet there's many deities to be discovered. But I can't venture out to the wastes while also tending to my fungi here in town. Perhaps you might know of someone who would be willing to help. Honestly, even if you wanted to go out and collect some special fungi specimens for me, Jack, that would be splendid. Anyway, I have to go now and plan how I'm going to ration out the fresh water for my mushrooms. Radiated water is only for my non-edible experiments. Bye, Jack.
Absolutely, friend. I'm happy to help you with Herb. He can get a little cantankerous. I don't think Herb listens to this. And if you are, Herb, that was a joke. I'll be into work soon. Now, for everybody else, if you are out there exploring the wasteland and you find any of the mushrooms that or the fungi that were mentioned, call in. Let us know where you found it. Give us a description on where it was. Maybe any of the dangers that we can expect going out there. Not me, but, you know, anyone else that's going to go out there and harvest those. Call in. Let us know. Again, I want to thank you all for being so patient with me getting ironing out the issues and starting a new broadcast like this. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really hope to start hearing from more of you all out there in the wasteland. I know that together we can get our stories told and create something beautiful. And today I'm going to leave you with a song by Virginia Liston called Titanic Blues. I'm off to sling coffee at Herb's All Day Diner. You listener, you have yourself a good day. I'll talk to you later.
Shaq? Are you in your shack? Please tell me you are. Please answer the radio. Oh, man. I've been calling everybody else. No one else is answering. I don't got much battery left. Oh, hell. Jack, I've been out here scavenging for something, and I gotta tell you, I found something, and I think Fig Garden's in danger. Something's heading right for us, and we gotta do something about it quick. Oh, hell! No!